Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
I mean, these kids, they go through physicals and stuff, and I guess
it's usually that something drastic has to happen for them to have these specified tests to find something out. And then their athletic career is typically over. But, I mean, there's just no way of knowing.
I just feel horrible for the family. And because when you lose a child, it never leaves. That never leaves you. You live with that for the rest of your life, and it is a pain that it's just, it's difficult to get over 10 years, 20 years from now. So I really feel for them. And, you know, we had highlights of him. I remember watching him play and, you know, seeing him play. We had Coach Scott Chalk on here. I remember he talked about him this season on this show. And so sad news there.
It was just heartbreaking.
And then it has just been a crazy week otherwise. You got the summit opening. Then you got Mayor Gray kind of rolling out his panhandling plan.
Which I like, by the way. I think it's a good plan.
Do we want to start there? Do we want to go into it?
I mean, it's just become the biggest thing in town in the last 2 weeks. It's exploded.
Yeah.
It's exploded on social media. It's infuriating people, and I think the mayor's response to it is, I don't know how you could ask for much more.
I do like his response, because it's saying, we're willing to help. We're going to, and people can make fun of the way he's helping or whatever and criticize it, but it's not, you dirty people leave out of our town. It's, if you want help, we're here for you. Here's a hand. Maybe it's not what you expected, but it's the help we're willing to give you. I mean, we'll pay you. We'll pay you to work. So that you wanted money, you're asking for money. If you're willing to work, we'll give you money. I don't know how. And transportation.
Yeah, we'll pick you up. I mean, I think it's brilliant. I don't see any problems with it.
Brad, there's a hole right under your nose, and that's where the water goes in when you take a drink. Our producer, Brad. We thought when Josh left that, you know, hijinks would be over, we would have no one left to make fun of, and then Brad comes through for us, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you. We knew we could count on you. And also, you know, there's a couple other provisions, like you cannot approach a car.
Yes.
You go, you know, go up to a window. You can't cross the street. You like major intersections no longer.
Well, the can't approach a car is big. You should not.
No, you should not be able to do that anyway.
Because you don't know. No one knows what's in the mind of a person approaching your car. So it can be a little scary. And then
that, to me, it's also intrusive because I see you.
Right.
I don't know. It's such a delicate thing, and we actually talked about this on Hey Kentucky last night, because I know that, I mean, there are people truly struggling who at this point think that's the only way for them to get anything.
Right.
And I truly feel for those people. Then we also showed video last night of a shift change where it was one guy coming in, taking the sign, another guy leaving in his car.
Right.
Okay. I find that suspicious.
A little.
That may be taking it too far.
That's their job. So some of them, their job is, Mr. Mayor Gray, we don't need your transportation and we don't need your $9 an hour. This is our job. This is what we do. This is our life. We have chosen this occupation to panhandle. That's one category. The other category is, like you said, people who are truly just down on their luck, bad breaks, things have happened, and they're struggling, don't know where to turn, what else to do. Then the other category.
And it can be daunting to try to go in and find a job somewhere if you don't have clothes, if you don't have access to, you know, showers and and you know, so I understand that that does exist.
Right. And the other category is those who are, I don't want to say predispositioned, but are they have a certain makeup where it's led down a path, and that's where they're content with being. They're okay with living that way. It's fine. I don't want help. I don't want life in the mainstream or whatever you would say. I'm fine with this. And there's drug addiction and alcohol addiction and those things going on. And I think there's that type as well. And it's hard to know who you're supporting by giving money.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have, for many, many, many years, probably since the time I was in college, and after having gone to big cities and seeing it, because this wasn't the case here in Lexington.
No.
I mean, you see it, New York City, the bigger cities. And having gone around to some of those bigger cities at a younger age, I just became super cynical to it and just mistrusted anyone who asked for anything that way and haven't really given. I haven't been one of the generous ones that's attracting them to Lexington.
I'll tell
I hate
you,
to be that way, but
I'll tell you what I do. And it's because Sam had been asking so many questions at every, you know, because you'd see someone at every stop sign and his, you know, in his mind, he's like, oh my goodness, you know, let's help out. So what we did was we went to McDonald's and got a bunch of $5 gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have handed out McDonald's gift cards. There's usually one so close to everything. You can get there. You can get something to eat for $5.
Yeah. A few things that I have seen.
I also had a massage gift card that I didn't use up all of the money on it.
And you
but there's not
that out?
But there's not enough money for me to go get another massage on it. And Sam's like, oh, you should just get that. I said, I don't know.
Because then it would be cheaper for them to get a massage than usual. Yeah.
So we didn't do that.
Can I get cash for this?
Yeah, right.
And a bottle of Voss, please. I have seen some businesses will let homeless people come in and have a cup of coffee or something and just sit and have some coffee. Get out of the cold, especially cold weather.
In the winter, yeah.
See, I think that's a good way to help. You can't give out too much free stuff because then too many people, you know, come
which
to get it.
Which is the shame of it.
Yeah. And in a capitalistic society where we have so much waste, you know? But I don't know. I like Jim Gray's response to it.
I do too.
It's saying, we'll help. If you want help, we're here. If you don't want help, I can't help you.
Don't be at the major intersections.
Yeah, don't be there. Look, we've made every effort here.
Yeah.
So at this point, you got to go if you're not going to accept our help.
Listen, we've got so much to talk about today, and almost none of it is sports related. But
well, it's just a week where so many different crazy things happen.
I know. But we do have some sports stuff to get to.
Yeah.
Coming up later this hour, we'll have Kent Spencer from WLKY in Louisville. Or no, WHAS in Louisville.
Uh-oh. Sorry. Well, when they all wear red Columbia jackets, then you don't know who they work for.
I know.
All three of them had Columbia. I'm talking Fred Calgill, Kent Taylor, and Kent Spencer.
WHAS in Louisville. And then coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Ellis Starr from Equibase. And get you ready for some Derby talk.
And there's some Derby news to get to.
Yeah.
Now, Gervin worked this morning at Keeneland. Breezed this morning. And, you know, Gervin had the quarter crack. And, I mean, it all came out this week. At first Joe Sharp was trying to hide everything. And then he said, look, I was trying to hide it because I didn't want to discuss something if it wasn't going to be an issue. So, yes. I've been hiding. I I moved from Churchill Downs to Keeneland to hide it from you. I changed the works to hide it. I've used different shoes. Yes, we've been hiding it. But he does have a quarter crack. And if he looks good this morning, they'll go in the Derby, is what Joe Sharp said, if he comes out of it. So Gervin did breeze this morning. 59 and 3/5 for 5 furlongs. Out in 113 and 2/5. Gervin, great in today's breeze at Keeneland. Very long stride. That's from Frank Angst of the Blood Horse. He tweeted that just 17 minutes ago. So he was there, watched it, and that's the latest I have seen on the Gervin situation.
Well, that's good. That's good news.
It's good news if you're on Team Gervin. It's bad news if you're on Team Royal Mo or one of those horses
wanting to get in.
Trying to get in. Yeah. Is Thunder Snow going to go? We don't know. I mean, he's got to get in by Tuesday, I think, from shipping in from, I can't remember, but overseas. And then Todd Pletcher said 99.9% sure that Malagasy, or however you say that horse's name, won't go in the Derby. So there's another spot. I think it was Battalion Runner that he was so down on his work yesterday. And we'll talk to Ken Spencer about all that stuff, because Ken Spencer lives at Churchill Downs during these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll get his take on that. And then Ellis Starr, I went against him yesterday and lost. I mean,
Well, we need to tell him that.
Oh, my gosh. He had the
4. You know better, Dan.
He had the 4, and I went with the 5. And if I'd have just went with him, I'd have hit the try and paid for my day at Keeneland. Instead, I went with my brilliant handicapping skills and, you know, spent my day at Keeneland. But the sport, oh my gosh, the sports stuff, as far as that goes, we got to begin with what Kentucky did to South Carolina last night.
I mean, I was expecting to see maybe 100-0 when I woke up, because every time I'd kind of glance at Twitter, I'm like,
they scored again?
9-0, 13-0, 16-0. Oh my God. 19-1.
Absolutely pounded them.
And so Nick Mangione becomes the first UK baseball coach to win 30 games in his first season.
Yes.
And at some point, and maybe he already is, because I'm not like totally abreast of the conversation or who many other baseball coaches are in America, but there can't be too many other candidates for National Coach of the Year outside of Mangione.
Yeah, he's got to be up there. He's got to be way up there.
I mean, this is a top 5 team. This is a team fighting to host a super regional, right?
Yes. To host a super regional. To be a national seed.
Seed, yeah. From where they were a year ago and everyone they lost.
Yeah.
It's absolutely remarkable.
They are leading the SEC in just about every single hitting category. Going into that series, you know who led the SEC in earned run average, as in best pitching staff? South Carolina.
Well, that'll skew the numbers, won't it?
A little bit. I mean, I read the article that Jeff Drummond from Scout.com wrote on last night's game, and 20 hits, 9 walks, 4 more batters reach base with an error or hit by pitch, scored runs in 6 consecutive innings against the best ERA in the SEC.
They're on some kind of tear.
It's the most Kentucky scored since 2009 against Mississippi State. And this Tristan Pompey, you know, his older brother is a major leaguer for, I believe, the Blue Jays. And last year he showed some flashes of his skill and what he can do, and this year he has taken off. He was 4-for-5 last night, a home run, 4 RBI. Luke Becker, he had a home run and 5 RBIs. Troy Squires, 3 hits, 3 RBI. Sean Jelly, I mean, he's a starting pitcher. He didn't have to do much, but he tossed 6 innings of 3-hit shutout baseball.
Which is what Sean Jelly does.
I don't think you're ready.
For this jelly. Listen, we also got to talk about John Wall if you want to get in here, and the NFL draft. And I know your Bears made just an incredibly bonehead move No one seems to be going.
Bum, 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 bum. That's the Bears. The Bears. John Lynch basically took the Bears GM, put him over his knee, and then spanked his bear behind. That's what happened.
So we can talk about the NFL draft if you want. Also, just a crazy week at ESPN where some of your, some of my favorite writers, you know, reporters, all that, just gone. Just gone.
Sending a message.
Yep.
Without a doubt. All right, 3-1.
Our world is changing, Dan.
It is. 3-1-13-13 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's Roy from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown about their knowledgeable service department. You guys are Arctic Cat and Kimco dealers, but you service all makes and models, right?
Yes, we do. We service any make or model that comes to us. We can get parts aftermarket or we can get parts from other OEM manufacturers to be able to service any units they bring in.
Now, when someone brings their stuff into MLS for service, what should they expect?
Well, we want to go out. We want to go over their unit. We want to make sure that when they explain what their problem is, that we get it down on paper and know that we're getting the problem identified right so that when we get it in there to be worked on, we can distribute it to the tech that's best fitted for that situation to get it taken care of.
You know, it seems like customers are very important for you guys. Is that what sets MLS Power Sports service apart from the other guys?
Yes, our customers are important to us. We like to enjoy the good times with them, the riding on the trails and all that stuff and going down through the trails and being able to share the time with them outside of just seeing us at work and basically coming in to have their units worked on. We like to share it out there outside of that.
Thanks for covering.
You have cell phones there.
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Thanks for covering 1117 Winchester Road just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Do you have a passion for digital media and marketing?
Do you have 1 to 2 years experience in digital marketing and sales?
If so, LM Communications may be the right fit for you. We're looking for a digital marketing professional that understands sales to work with us
and join our 6 great radio stations.
Send your resume to colive@lmcomm.com. Call Craig at
859-233-1515.
859-233-1515 and ask for Craig. LM Communications Broadcast Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. 5 flat screens and now 8 new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at princecuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUTS. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for
Every time you back your car out of the comfort of your home, you feel protected when the car you're driving is insured by AAA. But that's not the only thing they insure. AAA can also insure the home you're leaving behind. People trust AAA to work at every mile. And AAA Home Insurance to protect every square foot. So if anything serious happens to your home, like if a pipe bursts and ruins your record collection, or a home-cooked meal ends up cooking your kitchen, it's good to know you're covered, at home and on the road. And the more AAA covers, the more you save. So protect what you care about with AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about how you get more protection and greater savings with AAA home and auto insurance.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes.
Is this a 21 Pilots? Yeah. So what did you make of the Bears thing? Were you shocked? What was happening there? Because my dad's a Bears fan, and he texted
me. Your dad?
Me.
Yeah. In Minnesota?
I know. It's so stupid. He's so stupid. He also just decided to be an Alabama football fan like 8 years ago. Or what? And he didn't even tell me, right? And then Missouri played Alabama in the SEC championship game. We got, worked. But he called me afterwards, and he's like, "Hey, we won!" And I was like, "What do you mean we won?" Thinking that he would be supporting me and my alma mater. But no, that's when I found out he was...
Dad, don't you remember some of your money went to Missouri?
A lot of it.
You don't remember that?
But he just texts me. He goes, "Who the bleep is Mitchell Trubisky?"
Mm-hmm. If your dad was going to pick a team, and if he's not going to go with the Vikings in Minnesota where he lives, the Patriots are available.
I know.
They're taking fans left and right every day. The Bears... Ugh, it's a sinking ship. I'm just waiting for them to fire the GM so we can move on. Because this is an atrocity. Oh, my gosh. I mean, John Lynch and the 49ers basically bamboozled the Bears into thinking that if they didn't move up to get Mitch Trubisky, they were going to make a deal with somebody else who was going to move up to get him. But Mitch Trubisky, I just don't understand how smart football people convince themselves that a player who hasn't proven it at the college level is all of a sudden the next big thing in the NFL. Like, how many of those work out? How many of those are, "Oh, he's a buzz player. Oh, wait, his combine numbers were off the chart. Oh, my gosh." But was he in the Heisman conversation? No. Did he play against the ACC and win the SEC or win the national championship against the best team in the country? In back-to-back years went there and did that? Was super clutch? Deshaun Watson.
But also, back up just a few weeks when you paid Mike Glennon all this money.
Well, he is a one-year thing. Like, they paid him a ton of money for 1 year, and if it works out, they'll give him some more. So, I guess the thinking is, Mike Glennon, you're going to be our guy for now. If it doesn't work out, we're going to Mitch, who's played 13 college games ever.
It's just such a sign that there are truly like 8 good quarterbacks living on this planet.
It's a quarterback league.
And so you have to find someone.
If you're the Bears, oh my gosh. Here's what they did in the second round, okay? They don't have a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick because they gave it up for Mitch Trubisky. So don't pick again until, I don't know, tonight at 11 p.m. So that they don't get to build their team again until the fifth round. So their next pick that they make is a tight end from Ashland University. I have literally never heard of Ashland University. Is it NAIA? Is it Division II? I don't even know. Is it actually
is it in Ashland, Kentucky?
And we didn't know? Is it a school inside Henry Clay's house on Richmond Road? And they've been hiding an NFL tight end inside of there. It's Ed Sheehan, the singer or something. Ed Sheehan, or I don't know his name.
Ed Sheeran?
Mm-hmm. I just know this guy's not going to play. He went to Ashland University! To the NFL. And Mitch Trubisky's played 13 college games. This is your future, Chicago. GM, I think his name's Ryan Pace, said, "We don't want to be good. We want to be great." So the great move was giving away a second and third round pick and a first rounder next year so you could move up one spot to take a quarterback who's played in 13 college games. Oh, I mean, I'm just over it.
One spot.
Meanwhile, the 49ers took Reuben Foster. Good choice. I like that. He's good. At the end of the first round, they took a defensive tackle. I mean, John Lynch is just, he's getting it. That's what the Bears, that's how you build a team. All right? If your quarterback has no time to throw the ball, it doesn't matter who he is.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't matter. So build your offensive line. Build your defense. You've got a running back. The most promising part of your team is your running back.
Yes.
Build around him. And then when you start to have those things, you could take a Mitch Trubisky and put him in there, and maybe he'll work out. But he's not going to work out when he's running for his life. Doesn't matter who it is, or Mike Glennon. An okay quarterback can be pretty good if he's got time to make decisions. It's just the way it is.
I mean, there is such a premium placed on quarterbacks that teams are willing to mortgage everything to try to on a flyer for this guy.
So,
and to me, Deshaun Watson's not even, he's not even the second guy taken.
I don't get that either. What about Deshaun Watson don't you like? Like, okay, Mel Kiper Jr. was picking on his decision-making at times, throwing interceptions in big games, too many interceptions, making bad choices.
Well, they showed Pat Mahomes tape, and and I heard some Ryan Clark saying it looked like a high school tape.
Mm-hmm. And then to know this about Deshaun Watson, to know they didn't have a home, and that Warwick Dunn gave them a home as part of his program, and that Deshaun Watson points to that moment in his life when things got so much better and changed because they had a home. Then to know that his mother got tongue cancer, and because she couldn't work and have to go on treatments, that he would take care of the family and get four different jobs. Got four different jobs to support the family. That guy is going to make it, right? That's the guy who does whatever it takes to get it done.
That's so the guy who battled Alabama last year, came back, and against arguably the greatest, you know, one of the best defenses, mm-hmm. comes back this year and says, no. We're taking it this year. And he was without some guys that helped them get to the championship game last year. And I don't know. He just seems like a great kid.
I just mean the makeup of somebody. When you look into their past and you see those kind of things, that resiliency, that will, that motivation, that effort, that takes extra. It takes something extra inside that you don't know if you have until you're pushed to that point. I don't know Mitch Trubisky's past, but I would say he probably wasn't pushed to that point. Deshaun Watson has proven it on the field. Yeah, I can't even believe Pat Mahomes was taken in front of him either. I mean,
just like the dude who brought his picture up of his grandmother and then went nuts. Like, he's going to make it.
Yeah.
Because he has fought to make it, and he's going to make it.
Right. And Deshaun Watson is going to start for the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm. And they've got all the other kind of pieces around him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he actually ended up in a better spot for him, I think.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to go to the Bears, Dan?
Not now. Especially not now. Unreal. I thought there was a sliver of hope with this draft and Jordan Howard, the running back. I thought those two things together, the Bears might be on the uptick. They're going the other way. We're about to see the Bears go in the tank for several more years, and they'll fire the GM. It's just a matter of time. I would fire the GM today and say, you're done. You're not even doing the rest of this draft. That would be my response. Is there any way anyone would like to trade for us, Mitch Trubisky? we'll do. Ashland University, by the way, thanks to Brad, our producer, is in Ohio. Their mascot is Tuffy the Eagle. They play in the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is Division II. So a quarterback who's played 13 games in college and a Division II great tight end. Just, I mean, second round material. Because this tight end was so good, he wouldn't last him past the second round.
Well, he might not have lasted past the sixth round, which is probably where they pick again, so.
All right, Kent Spencer, if we can get a hold of him on the other side of this break on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When my hair's a mess, I'm just not me. So I'm dropping everything to head to the great haircut sale at Great Clips, where haircuts are only $5.99. Then I'll be
a new man. I'll routinely roll Yahtzee, and dogs will want to rub my belly.
Get back to feeling great at the Great Clips Great Haircut Sale. For a limited time at participating salons, a haircut is just $5.99. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. The $5.99 Great Haircut Sale runs April 27th through May 3rd.
Visit our Lexington area salons.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
You may have already heard that Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business, and that Spectrum Business offers faster internet and more advanced voice for less than other providers in the Bluegrass area. But I recently found out that Spectrum Business does not require businesses to sign a contract. That's right, no contracts. They simply earn your business every day with faster 60 meg internet for only $59.99 per month and advanced voice for just $29.99 per month. Other providers either force you into long-term contracts or make you pay more for month-to-month rates. So call 866-432-9413 to get faster internet and advanced voice from Spectrum Business with no contracts. They'll even buy out your contract to help you switch. Call 866-432-9413. So if you want faster internet with no contracts, go ahead and call Spectrum Business. That's 866-432-9413 and switch to Spectrum Business today.
Every time you back your car out of the comfort of your home, you feel protected. When the car you're driving is insured by AAA. But that's not the only thing they insure. AAA can also insure the home you're leaving behind. People trust AAA to work at every mile. And AAA Home Insurance to protect every square foot. So if anything serious happens to your home, like if a pipe bursts and ruins your record collection, or a home-cooked meal ends up cooking your kitchen, it's good to know you're covered at home and on the road. And the more AAA covers, the more you save. So protect what you care about with AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about how you get more protection and greater savings with AAA home and auto insurance.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have three full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand of truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle Road.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, now we get into a little bit of Derby talk. And we go to Louisville for that, of course, with our buddy Kent Spencer at WHAS 11 up there. Been living on the backside of Churchill Downs. Good morning, Kent.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You're not at Churchill right now, are you?
No. If you really want to know, I am outside of Patty Medley's Dance Center. Aniston is currently in dance class. And that's where I am. I'm being dad this morning.
Yes.
It's going to be a wonderful performance. She's doing the song from the movie Sing, where the elephant gets up and sings.
Oh, yes.
The song that is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unfortunately, if you're under the age of 10, I have completely ignored most of your audience, unless you're under the age of 10.
Can I ask?
Parents, we have to sit through these movies, too. Yeah.
Can I ask when is little Kent getting here?
He arrived like July 20th, I believe. It's not official. The actual date of birth is not official. But yeah, I believe July 20th at the moment is when he is expected into this world.
Okay.
There you go. And then, you know,
little Clinton,
you can add a football field to dance halls.
What everybody says to me is they're like, "Oh, you're having another child," and I'm like, "Well, yeah." I'm like, because we've got a 6 and a 4 year old, that became easy handling that. So I like a challenge, and I like a little bit of chaos in my life. So I said, "You know what? Let's roll the dice.
Let's mix it up again. Let's get crazy. Let's see how much sleep we don't get." Yeah.
I don't like feeling comfortable.
Well, we can't wait for his arrival. Very exciting.
Well, last week, you know, we had Kendrick Haskins on, and what did I begin with? I began with
food.
His food recommendation, right? Well, the whole reason I went to Kendrick was because I texted Kent. I got nothing from him. I'm like, Kent, I'm up here. Where should I go to eat? Crickets. Nothing.
Well, you know why, don't you?
No, I don't.
Because last week.
Because you don't respond to texts. That's why.
Well,
go ahead.
First off, you could be right about that. But I was 14 hours of Thunder over Louisville coverage.
Ooh, yeah, that is tough.
So
yeah,
I feel
you
there. I spent 14 hours doing live shots and all this stuff throughout Thunder over Louisville, all throughout the day, and so that's why I did not respond. But
I feel
friend,
you there.
You know,
I feel you.
You know, when it comes to food, I've got a passion for it.
Right.
So, you know, in the future, hit me up. Don't go to Kendrick. The thing about Kendrick
but
is...
Kendrick did not steer him wrong.
No, he did not.
Is when we go to, like, NCAA trips,
yeah.
Kendrick just looks at me and goes, "Where are we eating?"
He did say that, too.
He did. He mentioned that. He said that exact thing. Well, I mean, do you support his recommendation, though, of the seafood lady in Louisville?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, absolutely.
It was
anything. You can get a ton of seafood for $12 in a box. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's outstanding. There's no doubt about it. Well, let's get into the Derby, because we've been following along on Twitter, at WHAS11Kent, and you get your Derby reports. You said you had had a great conversation with Mark Cassie this week. You also heard from Todd Pletcher. Tell us a little bit. Let's start with Mark Cassie. Start there.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about Mark Cassie, and you know, I know his son, Norman, who's his assistant trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really kind of follow into this stuff, I mean, a lot of times, you know, Mark runs the whole operation.
Yeah.
But when you look at the horses that he's had and the big horses that they've had come out of that barn, you know, Norman is the one who's with these horses 24/7. So he's always with Classic Empire. He's always with State of Honor. You know, he was always with Pepin. Was a big horse and always. So Norman really is that day to day. And I just went up to Norman yesterday, and Mark had a massive, media crowd around him, and we had a crew in there. And I went up to Norman and I was like, "Dude, don't BS me. How was it?" And he looked at me with like just his eyes lit up, and he was like, "Awesome." And then, you know, Mark later goes, you know, he just said, this is big, this is big. And then he, you know, one of his best fights that he had talking about the work, he said, the work gave him chills.
Oh, boy.
Now, how many times have you guys ever talked to a trainer and they were like, you know what, got everything we wanted, galloped out nice.
Right, yeah.
So we're really, really, really happy. You know, that's what they're trained to say because they're right. Trainers. They don't have to say, it gave me chills.
Right.
So, I think for me, I think that's what kind of set it off. And, you know, it wasn't like he was crazy when he was talking about Classic Empire. But, you know, Mark is really confident right now. I mean, he literally said, this is our house, talking about Churchill Now. He said, they're coming to our house.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is our house. This is Classic Empire's house.
Has Mark Cassie won the Derby?
No.
No.
I didn't
have.
Think so.
So, and I think that they are, you know, and he said it, and we'll see. Like, look, when you say the statement, you know, the Friday, you know, a week out before the Derby, it's one thing. To say it 2 to 3 days before the Derby will be a completely other thing. You know, they say, you know, they're not feeling pressure. They're just kind of enjoying the ride, enjoying being the favorite for once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see what happens when Derby Day gets a little closer. But I'm a firm believer that if you're really, really uptight, I think the horses can kind of sense that.
Yeah.
You know, but he seems like they all seem like they are pretty loose. I mean, the times that I talked to Norman this week, I mean, he's enjoying it. I mean, they're absolutely loving it. So they're eating it up. So I think that they're feeling really, really confident and comfortable in the Classic Empire stable right now.
Speaking of confident, but not necessarily comfortable to always be around, Todd Pletcher also has a stable full of horses set to run.
And brutally honest the other way.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Mark Cassie says, this horse gives me chills, Pletcher's, this horse gives me a stomachache.
Yeah, well, and you know, when we talk about, you know, his horses, I really do think that when they enter the starting gate for Derby 143, you know, there's so much talk about him having, you know, five. I don't think he'll have five. I think he'll have four. And I wouldn't even be surprised if he had three, to be honest with you, enter the starting gate.
Well, it hasn't worked for him other years necessarily to have a bunch of horses in there.
Yeah, yeah. I really feel like Malagasy is gonna withdraw. He said yesterday that he had to talk with the owners. If he didn't work today, he wasn't going to go. Now, with the weather today, I think he kind of postponed that once. And I saw where he said, now, you know, it's a chance he could breeze tomorrow. But if he doesn't breeze tomorrow, then he's definitely not gonna run in the Derby. I think he's pretty confident that horse isn't going to go, and they're going to hold him off, you know, maybe till the Preakness or something like that. And he was really not pleased with the way the Battalion Runner went over the track yesterday. And I flat out asked him, I said, you know, Todd, do you feel like you have a decision to make with Battalion Runner moving forward? And, you know, then he kind of said, well, I think we have a decision to make with everybody. It just really depends on how they come out. But he really, really wasn't pleased. And usually in the past, if he hasn't been pleased, you know, he finds a way, unless the owner is, you know, really determined to make that walk and to have a horse in the Derby, he usually kind of wins out, and they generally, his clients generally listen to him in that. So I wouldn't be shocked if he just had three, but I think at right now as it sits, I mean, you know, I would say he'll just have four, like, you know, that's still not a lot. But the one thing he did say about Always Dreaming is he called his work exceptional. Once again, you know, he can just kind of give you the status quo line.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he really, really liked the way Always Dreaming, and he loves the way, you know, especially in his gallops the last couple of days, loves the way that he's getting over the track. In fact, the day before the breeze, he told me, he was like, he really needs to work because he's way more aggressive than I would like him to be. Like he's ready to do something. We need this to take the edge off of him. I think they got exactly that out of yesterday from them, so that was good to see.
Now this morning with Gervin, Joe Sharp said, we'll breeze him this morning. If he looks good, we'll go on to the Derby. And so Joe Sharp this morning after the breeze says, As long as Girvin stays like he is now, he's definitely on track to run in the Derby. He showed today he didn't lose any fitness. So now you think they got to move on up to Churchill Downs and let everybody see this horse. He's got to train over that track, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of, you know, and some people do this in different ways, but I think, you know, the beginning part of this week, I know that Churchill Downs expects really most of the contenders to at least be here by Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you know, you can do that, but I think you have to have an exceptional horse. You have to be a little bit lucky to come in really, really late. I think most times people and trainers, you know, because the track is a little tricky at Churchill. It's a little different. And, you know, I think every horse needs to have some time on the track and be able to kind of get their footing, so to speak, over that track.
How weird is it, Kent, to not have Bob Baffert having a horse in the Derby? Doesn't that just feel...
Yeah, the last 2 years, especially with American Pharoah, but, you know, a lot of people... It's not like he's always had a major contender every year, and I think there have been a few years where he has skipped out, you know, in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. But, you know, he's been such a staple the last few years, and he's always fun to talk to, and he's always got great stories and stuff like that. The one thing that I would say is, without Baffert, it is, given the opportunity for some of these trainers, especially first-timers, to have their stories told. And that's really, I think, what we do in TV and what the common person, you know, entering something like the Derby, they love to hear the stories behind some of these horses and some of these trainers. Like, you know, for instance, Gunavera's trainer, Antonio Sano. I mean, 8 years ago, he's living in Venezuela as a horse trainer. The Derby wasn't even on his radar at that point. Like, he liked it. He was always into it. But, you know, when you're a horse trainer in Venezuela, you have no shot at getting to the Derby.
Yeah,
because that's just not the way things work. You know, 8 years ago, he was kidnapped not once but twice.
Yeah,
in Venezuela, they had to pay a ransom to get him out, because that's just what they do in Venezuela. They just find somebody, kidnap them, you know, have somebody pay a ransom.
Yeah,
that's business practice down there. I mean, now he, and then all of a sudden, I love this. He said, we asked him, well, how'd you make it to America? He goes, my wife says, she going to America. I can come if I want.
I'm going with or without you, brother.
Well, and then he buys this horse for $16,000. And Kent, this story, I'm doing the other part of this story, which is the breeders. And they are in Bourbon County. Small breeders, mom and pop. We're talking about the husband takes care of the farm, like maintenance stuff. And in there, the wife... She's in with the vet every single morning. She makes the bookings. She's in the foaling barn at 2 in the morning getting these colts and fillies out. And Gunavera's mother was a 19-year-old mare who had, like, an artery pop when she gave birth. But they got it under control. Everything was fine. And a week later, she just dropped dead in the paddock of a heart attack. And now Gunavera is without a mother, and foals need milk on the hour, 24 hours. They have to have it, and they don't like to do a bottle if they can avoid it. So his foster mom was a paint horse, not even a thoroughbred, like, you know, a paint horse.
Yeah.
So you add that with Antonio Sano, and I mean, this is one heck of a story.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes I think a lot of people, we get all caught up in the favorites, and really since they've gone to this new point system, I mean, I think the favorite has won 4 straight years.
Yes,
given the new point system. But you know, there's always those kind of, we call them like those wise guy selections. You know, who's a wise guy selection? Who's a guy that maybe not on everybody's radar, and maybe that's because not everybody is here. But Gunavera is one of those horses.
Mm-hmm.
That people are like, you know what? Don't count this horse out of not being able to finish in the money. You know, that's a lot of been the talk. Another one has been, you know, the Cassies are the horse State of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of chatter that's been going on about that horse as well.
What's the chatterbent on McCracken? Because before his poor performance in the Bluegrass Stakes, I mean, he was just all world. Right, and right. He was the prohibitive favorite.
Like had all kinds of momentum built up.
Oh,
and
man.
All of a sudden, it was like the popping a balloon when it came to his momentum after the Bluegrass. I think a lot of people, and Ian Wilkes kind of said this, he was like, you know, sometimes that the Bluegrass is such a finicky race, it's so hard to judge, and you know, he feels like because of some of the things that have happened over the years in the Bluegrass, that's it's just been kind of easy to throw out, and he's kind of even just kind of thrown that race out. He feels like, you know, McCracken likes Churchill Downs and has been getting over the track well. So I think he feels like that was just kind of a, you know, kind of a toss in the dark kind of race.
Well, and the thing about Ian Wilkes is he was Carl Navsker's assistant for many years when Unbridled won. And then in 2007, he pretty much trained Street Sense. And both of those horses lost in the Bluegrass prior to winning the Derby. So there's that little nugget that you always throw in there. Who do you like, Kent? Well, so far, we have a week to go. Things always change. But, you know, who's your top three? Who do you like?
Well, I'll just give you my top one right now from what I've seen. You know, I haven't seen, to be honest, because like yesterday, you know, we didn't get to watch Classic Empire's work because that was really, really early.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Always Dreaming. That horse looks fantastic on that track.
Yeah.
So that's for now. That's the one I'm going with. They just let out Dance Class. I got to go get my kid. I love you guys so much.
We love you too. Kent Spencer, thanks so much. He gave us the one. Now, I do want to butt up to his Always Dreaming thing is last week we had Caleb Keller on from TVG mm-hmm. who really made the case that Todd Pletcher's horses that look great coming in from California there from Santa Anita do not perform well at the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, now Always Dreaming, I think, was down in Florida, though.
Who was he talking about?
He was talking about Pletcher.
Yeah.
But I think he was referring to Gulfstream, though.
Gulfstream. That's what I meant. Gulfstream.
Instead of
yes.
Santa Anita. Yeah.
Yes. The Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
His horses have not done well from Gulfstream coming up to Churchill.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Let me just tell you. If you look, like AmericasBestRacing.net put out their Derby cheat sheet last night. And if you go down through there and read everything and start looking, I mean, Gervin, I don't know. I probably don't include him because of that deal. What time is Ellis Star coming on, by the way?
11:15.
Okay. And then Classic Empire, how could you not?
How could you not include Classic Empire?
Right.
In everything.
Gormley is a Southern California horse. The Southern California horses have done well in recent years. Doug O'Neill and IRAP came out of nowhere, but
I just can't.
They win.
I know, but I can't. I just can't put my money on IRAP.
I'm not going to either.
Yeah, just
Irish War Cry though. Caleb Keller from TVG was on here giving love to
him,
Irish.
Yeah.
Thunder Snow, forget it. Always Dreaming, Gunavera, Practical Joke, J Boy's Echo, State of Honor that Kent mentioned, Taprit. There's so many. I mean, McCracken.
There's just so many. There's 20, Dan. Always 20.
Yeah, but this year it's not.
I know.
California Chrome and everybody else.
Yeah.
Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Getting ready June 16th and 17th, 7:30 p.m. It's the Lexington Rodeo at the Kentucky Horse Park's All-Tech Arena. See the best pro cowboys and cowgirls compete for national points in the fastest-growing extreme sport, rodeo. Get there early for live music from Scott Sedd. Visit the Wells Fargo Stagecoach. Meet animal trainer Tommy Turvey and Blade, the horse from the TV series The Walking Dead. Visit vendors, get a great meal, and get there early so your kids can register for the kids' Mutton Busted and Calf Scramble. A big favor. All the details and to get your tickets, go to LexingtonRodeo.org.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-981-1229. That's 800-981-1229. Call now at 800-981-1229 to get a free brochure. 800-981-1229.
Disability questions? Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's P-A-W-S pets.
It's time to get outside, Kentucky, and at Lexington Billiards and Spas, we have all the best outside fun. Get a kids' creation swing set for the kids, made in the USA with American Redwood. These sets are strong, safe, and priced right. All hot tubs are on sale, and get the cover, steps, and chemicals with delivery all free. It's grilling time, and the Big Green Egg Grill is the best. We have the lowest prices in the bluegrass. 18-month interest-free financing available, so come see us at 1431 Leestown Road, or LexingtonBilliardsAndSpas.com, 255-7639.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Ryder. NBA playoffs. Wizards will take on the Celtics in the East semifinals with Game 1 tomorrow in Boston and on ESPN Radio with coverage starting at noon Eastern and ABC at 1 Eastern. This after both teams take their respective first-round series in six games with victories last night. Celtics crushed the Bulls 105-83. First time the Celtics have won a playoff series since 2012. And the Wizards hammer the Hawks 115-99 in Atlanta. John Wall with a game-high 42. Bradley Beal with 31. 73 points are the most that Wall and Beal have ever combined for. Still one first-round series to be decided. The Clippers force a Game 7 after holding off the Jazz 98-93 in Utah. Chris Paul scored or assisted on 48 of the 98 Clippers points. Game 7 tomorrow in L.A. and on ESPN Radio at ABC at 3:30 Eastern. Stanley Cup playoff second round. Nashville suffers their first loss of this postseason, falling to St. Louis 3-2. Vladimir Tarasenko scores the game winner, his second of the game. Edmonton a 2-1 win at Anaheim to take a 2-0 series lead. NFL draft, the Bengals select Oklahoma running back Joe Mixon in the second round, and the Vikings trade up in the second round to take a running back, Florida State's Dalvin Cook. ESPN's Todd McShay on Minnesota taking Cook.
I had him ranked at 17 overall, knowing about the durability concerns, the 1.7 fumble percentage, and the character baggage. So that's how talented I think he is. Minnesota, if he can stay healthy and they can keep him away from trouble, I think Minnesota potentially has one of the steals of this draft.
Also in the second round, Browns take Notre Dame quarterback DeShone Kizer.
First-year GM John Lynch landed Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster in the first round. How will the rest of the draft go for the 49ers? Mike and Mike will have complete reaction Monday morning, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike. Breaking news in the NFL.
Am I being told we have Schefter? Hold on 1 second. I believe Adam Schefter has breaking news.
Raiders have a deal in place with him. They have a trade in place with Seattle. Marshawn Lynch is going to be a Raider.
Marshawn Lynch is going to walk in and introduce himself to those five offensive linemen and say, good to meet you guys, and they're going to have some fun.
That's a really interesting move. Schefter.
The NFL starts with Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You protect yourself with sunglasses and sunscreen when you're out in the sun.
But what about your truck?
This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin, from Linex of Kentucky. For ultimate protection, get Linex Premium.
Premium is the exclusive top coat for Linex spray-on liners.
Exclusive, as in no one else has it.
Let us demonstrate. Here's a truck bed with a competitor's factory-installed spray-on liner baking in the hot sun. Notice how the colors fade right before your eyes. Now check out this Linex Premium bed liner. Notice how it stands up to those UV rays.
You can almost hear that truck say, "Bring it on, son! Is that all you got?" Sorry, I get carried away at times.
Premium resists staining from harsh chemicals, extreme impact, and abrasion.
Premium is easy to clean. A little water and your ride looks showroom new.
Protect your ride for as long as you own it. Linex it at Linex of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville big used car store.
Let's talk about beer. Lagers, IPAs, sours, stouts, porters, APAs. So many choices. How to choose? Pazzo's Podcast. Hear tips and craft beer news from Central Kentucky's leading experts, Kevin, Jason, and Josh. Go to WLXG.com for Pazzo's Podcast. And be up to date on the latest in the craft beer and cuisine scene. Let's talk about beer. Pazzo's Podcast. Your craft beer experts.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Usher, what did you think of the Bengals draft? Oh, I missed the yeah. Trying to time it out.
Yeah! Yeah, we do have to talk a little bit about the Bengals draft because probably, I guess at this point you could say that they probably have the most controversial pick.
Mm-hmm.
And really controversial picks just because
right.
Their first rounder, I don't know if it was necessarily a huge area of need for the Bengals.
What, running back?
No, receiver. Their first pick.
First pick.
And just, you know, because they took this guy. I mean, he's just fast.
Yeah.
He's just so fast.
Is that his name, John Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Washington.
Yeah.
Which he's a speed burner. So if you got A.J. Green, who's, you know, unreal, one of the top three receivers in the NFL.
Yes, for sure.
You need somebody to go on the other side to help out, and they keep getting rid of the good receivers that they have over there to complement A.J. Green. So I see where they're going there. When you got Andy Dalton, you've got to capitalize on that. I didn't think running back was that big of a need, right? I mean, Brad is over here writing a thesis on the thing. Just tell us, Brad, what is it? Just say it. Just speak, son.
Well, the Bengals have the oldest defense in the NFL currently. So by taking two offensive players with your first three picks, I don't really think you're doing anything for your team at this point.
Yeah.
It is right there. They're on ESPN right now talking about it. 48th overall selection by the Bengals, Joe Mixon. And who are their running backs already? They've got
They have Giovanni Bernard, who's right. coming off of an injury.
Yeah.
You have Jeremy Hill, who has had two of the worst seasons that I've ever seen a Bengals running back put together since they lost Corey Dillon. And then you have Cedric Pierman, who his only highlight is special teams tackles. So,
So you would have taken a running back. You just wish it would have been like Dalvin Cook, right?
I mean, let's be honest. Rex Burkhead fell to what, the fourth round? You can still get a quality guy who can both catch the ball out of the backfield and run the ball later on in the pick, but you know.
Look, you can. They have Marvin Lewis on ESPN right now, and ESPN just accidentally supered Marvin Lewis with Hugh Jackson, Browns head coach. I'm not kidding. I just had to. Keep firing people, ESPN. Yeah. Keep firing people.
Yeah. That's a mistake.
Mm. So you got Joe Mixon, Pac-Man Jones, and Vontaze Burfict. All right, so three guys, troubled pasts.
And this is like the Bengals have had a couple, you know, a few years removed from where they were really like, I mean, where the arrest rap sheet was a mile long, right? I mean, they were just getting heck from everywhere because all their players kept making stupid off-the-field decisions over and over and over again. Yeah. And then they went away from that for a couple of years. And so the Joe Mixon pick, you know, someone was going to pick him. So, someone was going to take him.
But this is a pattern by Mike Brown, the president. And don't get it twisted. He runs it. You know, he may have a GM, but he runs it. I mean, watching the Hard Knocks of the Bengals from years ago, and they had the holdout by the big lineman from Alabama. What was it?
Andre Smith.
And seeing how Mike Brown handled that, I got a feeling for him and a feeling of how he does business. And here's my own theory on it. It could be way off. Call it stupid. I don't care. I think Mike Brown likes to take troubled players because he can say to them, I'm the one who gave you a chance when nobody else would. And he can use that as leverage with them and hold it over their heads. I get the feeling that that's the kind of guy he is someone to do that. And that's why there's a pattern here, is because he can go to them and go, hey, I took a chance on you when nobody would touch you, but not me. I gave you a chance. So that's my theory on it. Plus, as Brad points out, the money too. You can do that. You can use that as a bargaining chip. Hey, you're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna pay you that because we got to deal with this stuff of your past.
I realize it was in 2014. Is that correct?
He was banned for the season in 2014. So yeah.
But that video is awfully tough. Yeah. To watch.
Now, isn't Ray Rice getting back into football too? Isn't that happening?
I thought he was like an assistant coach at a high school.
Okay. Well, never mind then. Thought I heard he was coming back. So what do you...
I don't think you'd want Ray Rice on your team at this point if nothing happened in his past. Like, I just think he's just... Done. He's done.
Well, what do you do though with Joe Mixon? So should no one take him? I mean, how do you...
It's such a delicate situation, right? Because should this person just...
Life be over?
Yeah.
Career over that way? Do something else? I don't know.
I don't know the answer either.
I am a believer in that when you make mistakes and you do something stupid, that it shouldn't... Well... That could also be something very, very, very...
Sure, it depends on the mistake and all of that stuff.
And but it's not like... I don't know that his career shouldn't be over, I don't think. I think he can learn how to act. And then, I mean, but I would have to make sure that he steps out and does some stuff. Like, it would be in his contract... You're going to do community service and speak out against violence against women. You're going to do that. Whether you believe in it or not, at some point, you better make me think you believe in it and everybody else. Because otherwise, we're not doing this. We need you to be involved in the community, and you have to do X amount of speaking engagements, and so much of your money has to go to this organization to help battered women. I mean, that's the route I would take, is to be kind of like Michael Vick started to speak for, you know, against abusive animals, that kind of thing. I think you have to not, it can't go just with, well, I'm sorry that I did it and I've learned from my mistake. No, you have to be active in it.
It can't. Going. It can't just be that. You're right. Yeah. I do hope that other people see that, and this is why it's so hard, because I hope other people see, hey, 3 years later, this dude's still dealing with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
Right.
But by the flip side, 3 years later, he just became a second-round pick of the Bengals and is going to make a bunch of money.
Right.
So that's why these things are so difficult. But I agree with you. I don't think that, like, his life has to be over.
Right.
And that he can't choose a career, that now we get to decide what his career path is.
Now, Kyle Tucker from the, I almost said Courier Journal, SECCountry.com, he tweeted out, you know, he's railing against it, you know, saying, look, if it happened to your family member and he was the one who did this.
Absolutely.
You're still okay with him being on your favorite football team? You know, I mean, put yourself in the shoes of the victim. That's kind of his take on it, which I agree with. But I also see that Mixon did sit out an entire football season. That was the immediate punishment. Was it enough? I don't know. But then I think you do get second chances. But again, well, all those things I said, you have to be at the forefront of speaking out against the thing that you did. And to continue that, I mean, it doesn't need to be just 1 year. It needs to be for the length of this contract and whatever next one you sign and on and on. And even the NFL, I think it should go bigger than that. It shouldn't be left up to teams. I think the NFL should have a policy, because it does have a policy of conduct. I think it should have a broader one that covers this. As kids coming in, players coming in that have done things that, okay, if you choose to take this guy, here are the things he must satisfy. Here's our list of things that you have to do in order to be in our league, regardless of the team. I think the NFL should take a bigger stance on that. That's why I think they need to get ahead of it, especially the way they handled the Ray Rice situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Duke. Duke's on the line. Good morning, Duke.
Yeah, my opinion on this is, if I'm representing him, he's got to own it. I mean, he's got to get out in front of this and own it. Anytime the subject's brought up, he's got to go, no, I did worse than that. You don't understand what I did. I hit a woman cold. He's got to own it. Yeah. He should, like, get to a woman's shelter and, with his money and fame, really get behind a woman's shelter. And then if he's dealing with these women day to day or week to week or month to month, however often he's able to get to it, it's going to dawn on him. He's not stupid. What a horrible thing he did. And then, you know, at the same time, help other women move forward with their lives. He could really turn this thing around.
Yeah.
I mean, if he owned it, he could really turn this around and become a real power in the Cincinnati area and in the greater country as a whole, I would think, if it really went well.
I agree with that 100%, Duke. Yeah. And I will say, because like Kyle Tucker pointed out, if that's my daughter, I mean, you know, my world is rocked, right? If that's my son, I want him to better himself, help other people, and get a chance. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective too, it's like I don't want everything to be over for him at 18 years old.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. And like I said, whoever's representing him needs to have it. He needs to own it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that.
And I think he has in some of his interviews.
With him. No, yeah. I mean, even more.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, he does. Yeah.
Owned it.
It doesn't stop. This is never going to be a thing that is not addressed.
No, he can't dedicate himself to it.
Yeah.
He should dedicate himself to it. I mean, there should be the Mo Nixon home for battered women. I mean, he should own it. And I think he could really turn this around and do a lot of people a lot of good.
Thank you so much, Duke. I agree with you. We got to get to a break, because we got to talk horse racing again next.
Yeah, with
Ella Starr coming up right after the break, but we appreciate it, Duke.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, one more thing on NFL draft before we go to break. Joshua Dobbs, Tennessee quarterback, you know, the next Dak Prescott, still on the board.
One more thing, Dalvin Cook, a Viking.
Yes. That was a good pick.
Woo!
I like that pick.
I liked it a lot, Dan, yeah. A lot.
Back with Ellis Starr, next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Where I find, I know it's hard
sometimes. Pieces of peace in sun's peace. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Lexington Legends are playing tonight at 6:35. Fun for just about any age. Get your tickets now at the Whitaker Bank Ballpark box office by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, needs my engine lights on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
ToyotaOnNicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $17.49 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna. XLE stock number T680028A. Sale price $6,500. $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title. Subject to prior sale. Expires month end.
Bank's floor covering.
Is your Alf there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Alf. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Bank's floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Bank's floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brad must be a Bruce Springsteen fan, right? No, he's saying Born to Run. That's the
horse racing,
right,
yeah.
Right. I just thought I heard Bruce Springsteen twice, so I thought that this is his guy.
What was the other one?
I don't remember. What was it?
Same one for horse racing also.
Oh. I didn't even realize
same song.
I'm paying attention. That's how much I'm paying attention.
Also for horse racing, the last time, yeah.
Well, good morning, Ellis. Ellis Starr is on the line with us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And big week ahead.
Yes, it is. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's going to be interesting. Of course, the threat of rain, which, of course, didn't do much here in Lexington, but they moved up a lot of workouts yesterday, Louisville.
Yeah.
And just the last few days of prep, seeing how horses are working, hearing the stories of the horses that aren't working well, trying to keep up. You know, it's a task in itself, and now you've got a couple issues, which you probably have heard of or talked about, which is the leading points owner, Gervin, has had a quarter crack that he's working on right now, and he's going to be fitted with, he's been wearing special shoes. So it's going to be kind of interesting as we get down to the wire here.
So the last 3 or 4 years here, Ellis, the morning line favorite has ended up winning the Derby. We don't have an American Pharoah or a California Chrome necessarily this year, but do you think you can place a bet next Saturday without having Classic Empire somewhere in there?
You know, that's a great question. The contrarian in me says yes. I certainly, people have asked me the last couple weeks about my opinion. I don't really make up my mind until I see the field. I don't make lists going in, try and just keep them all in my head, watch the videos the next couple days again of their preps. But man, you know, Monkey Wrench comes to mind when I think about how the last few weeks on the trail has gone in terms of horses running badly than good, because I like horses that don't run two bad races in a row. And Classic Empire is tough to go either way, Mary Jo, because, you know, he is our, you know, Breeders' Cup champion. But then, you know, he just had this big delay. The Holy Bull was okay. He ran third. And then, you know, I guess kind of subjectively, he wouldn't train. He just didn't want to work. And they took him to a different place. And he finally got good. And you always wonder about the horses, any horse, even the most seasoned horse that's been in Louisville all week, when they hear 150,000 people scream and all the people around the paddock, they become unglued. And I worry about him. So my honest answer at this point is I can leave him off my ticket. At this point, I'm not, but I can easily do that next week because I'm concerned about his mental attitude, both how he's training and then, you know, how he's going to handle all the crowd. Of course, we'll read a lot about this week with all the great reporters, bloggers, about how he's handling the stress of the week and everything else. But you know, if he stays away from Churchill and basically just goes on Derby Day, I could take a stand against him.
Horses that you take a stand against.
By the way, Dan took a stand against you yesterday.
Oh, yes, we should tell this. Race six, you like the four in there in your trifecta, and I said I like the five too much. And so if I'd have just listened to you, I had the 1-6 exacta, and that four just got the six by a whisker there. But I should have listened to you, Ellis. That was a good pick.
That's funny. Thank you. Yeah, well, Kima was nice enough to ask me to do a free pick for the website every day a couple of years ago. And I don't keep track of it that itself because it's one of my entire selections I do for Equibase,
right.
Trackmaster, and
right.
Various betting sites. But that was the free race yesterday. And I can only tell you this is going to make you feel any better. The last 2 days of the meeting were the only 2 days I think I personally made a profit. So, I think I had four top picks win on Thursday and five top picks win yesterday. Yeah, no big prices, but yeah, that was a good one. That was the 9-2 over 12-1. And I'm sorry you didn't hit it. I want everybody to take their shots and go against, but that race worked out pretty well.
Well, influenced my decision later because Tom Leach, I ran into him out there, and he gave me a horse for later, which was the. I think in the seventh race, and it was the seven horse, and so I said, "Well, I just went against Ellis, and it screwed me." And so I'm sitting there thinking, "I want Leperu on the 11. I really like this horse, but Tom told me the seven, so I put the seven in everything, and didn't put the win money on the 11, and then put the seven in the exacta and the trifecta. And the seven was nowhere, and the seven screwed me on my super and my tri and my exacta and my win. So." That's just the way it goes sometimes.
Absolutely. Look, you know, Tom's a great handicapper.
Yes, so he's
like me. He's right at least 25% of the time, and occasionally we get him wrong. And I was wrong 5 out of 10 yesterday, on the other hand. So, it does happen that way.
I do want to get back to the Derby, though, because you mentioned taking a stand against Classic Empire, possibly. But
possibly.
There are...
And Gervin, possibly, because... This is an issue. No matter what you do, how good a horse is, and he's the only horse with all these monkey wrenches being thrown in the mix. You know, Gervin's the only horse that won two preps in a row, winning the Risen Star in Louisiana Derby. But quarter cracks, notoriously, no matter how they patch them up, a horse isn't 100%. If you're not 100% on Derby Day, it's very difficult to take a really strong stand with a horse if you're not 100%.
So you'd probably throw Gervin out.
Again, and probably not out completely for exotics. You know, yeah. My stance in Derby, and I've said this before, I've been on your show and others, is because there's 20 in a normal race. When there's 8-10 horses, you know, I'll take three or four as possible win contenders between them. You know, they might have a 75% chance to win the race if you ran it 100 times. In the Derby, I always take six, and I always take three or four more for second or third and let everybody, all the readers of my stuff, decide what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But I think Irvin and Classic Empire are not going to be strong win contenders. It might be in my six. I tend to doubt it. But to be honest, I started looking right now at reminding myself, it's kind of like I've never looked at the horses' past performances and histories before. I'm just starting from scratch, so I have no preconceived notions, but I start looking at these problem issues like Classic Empire's mental issue and Gervin. So we just start going down the list.
Yeah, yeah.
So who do you like?
Well, Irish Warcry is interesting. Again, I've always stayed away from horses that don't run two good races in a row, and Irish Warcry, you know, he ran so really, really nicely back when he won the Holy Bull Stakes. He had been off. It was his first start of the year. It was great. He moved forward. And then a complete clunker in the Fountain of Youth, seventh, beaten, I can't remember, it was 20 or 30 lengths, and then complete rebound in the woods. So I certainly don't like the pattern of first and seventh and first. But considering he's 4 for 5, considering how impressive he was in the Holy Bull, considering in the wood that he came from off the pace where he basically led from start to finish the Holy Bull, and considering he's trained by Graham Motion, who's already got a Derby win under his belt, guys and gals, but particularly the trainers that have been through this mill the last 2-3 weeks and been able to handle it. So, you know, Graham Motion trained Animal Kingdom, so he's familiar with it. Gunavera, I suppose I would mention him because, you know, he's a horse that we all like the story, you know, 6,000, and I think he was an orphan, if I remember the whole story, and, you know, he's throwing some really bad ones. The Florida Derby was okay. The pace was kind of slow. To be honest, you know, really, at this point, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for two or three horses that I can use that are going to get in second or third at huge prices, and I'm going to use, you know, five or six horses on top, and then my Derby, exactly like Dan was talking about, is normally something like, you know, four or five horses to win and six or seven to place. And if you can beat the favorites, the last few years we did have a favorite, even though it wasn't low odds favorites, you can make good money. You know, a couple of years ago I tabbed California Chrome over Commanding Curve, and you know, he was 40-1.
Yeah.
Even though Chrome was a favorite, that paid well. So those are the kind of horses I'm looking for to plot in. Win contenders, it's gonna be interesting. You know, there's some horses here. McCracken, who was unbeaten, you gotta make it, people have to, and I have to either make the case he's going to move forward again or not. Malagasy, another one who won really nicely in the Red Bull, and then he kind of bombed last time out. It's really tough. I'm not trying to hedge, by the way.
No, I know. Well, wait, do you think that you would have always you brought up Malagasy, a Pletcher horse, and of course the favorite that he's got is Always Dreaming. Do you put him on your win line?
So the answer is no. And so at the end of the day, and I rely on, you know, in any race, whether it's a $10,000 climbing race or a Derby, after I've eliminated horses, I think I have a little less possibility to win. And in Derby, of course, there's a lot of, you know, very fine lines in doing that, and sometimes you make a mistake. But then I look at the horses' speed figures, and whether you use Echo-based figures or others, doesn't matter. But that's how fast they've run in terms of a numeric measurement, you know, allowing for time, the difference between one track and another, and day-to-day, et cetera. And you want to see an improving pattern, big numbers. And to be honest, Always Dreaming, I'll just use the Echo-based figure. His best figure is 100. And IRAP, who won the Bluegrass, is at 99. And historically, you don't win coming into this race with anything in that range. So he would have to move a lot forward. And I'll give an example. And in terms of length, it wouldn't matter. But Classic Empire, Gormley, maybe Malagasy, those are the horses that Irish Warcry have Echo-based numbers of 110 or more. So when I look at those and I look at then the 100 that Always Dreaming earned, I don't believe he can get to that level at this point. So the answer is no. I'm Always Dreaming, very unlikely he's going to be in my main six win contender list.
So you really look at those Equibase speed figures in a certain range that they have to be in for you to seriously think about them.
Yeah, well, there's a bottom. You know, and I just know historically, it's one, at least with Equibase figures, it's got to be 105 or above coming into the race. You just don't go from 100 to 116. The average winning figure in the Derby is about 108 on our scale. But again, it's just a guideline. But that's after I've done everything else. I don't look at the figures first. But I don't usually look at horses that are at least 10 to 15 points lower than the rest. So it's not just the number, Dan. It's also where they are. So the 99 for IRAP, the 100 for Always Dreaming, just doesn't cut it with 107 for Gunavera, 110 with Irish Warcry, 116. Yeah, you can't. I don't know the exact. I have to look it up. But at a mile and a quarter, that difference is going to be about 3 to 4 lengths. Mm-hmm. And you know, these are all, to use a cliche, these are all almost men. They're 18 to 21 year olds in terms of human, and they're all going to be. You know, the trainers are going to have them at their peaks for the race, or ready to peak. And so to expect one horse to really improve a ton more than another, and of course that's notwithstanding traffic, but to really expect you, that kind of huge improvement one race to another, it doesn't really happen. So, you know, I'll take a stand, hope I'm right. I've been lucky, you know, just say in the last 15 years, I've missed the winner in my group of six twice, and those were both the 50-to-1 shots, but I've had the other ones in the middle range. So this velocity methodology, if you want to call it, has worked pretty well, at least getting the winner in my group of six, and hopefully I'll be right here. I will mention, in case you were going to ask, you know, there's a couple of horses I want people to consider, certainly for exotics. I know you both bet, and most people listening probably looking for exact the trifecta, because on Derby Day with the, yeah, you know, $15, $20 million pool, there's huge exacta. So there's two horses. There's one called J-Boy's Echo.
Yes.
Yep.
Who's trained by Dale Roman, the local kid. I said kid. local man. And J Boy's Echo didn't run so good last time out in the Bluegrass Stakes, but he won the Gotham Stakes before that. And he's an interesting horse. I think Roman's going to have him ready to go. And then if he gets in, because right now I think he's 23rd on the list.
Royal Mo. Name's
Tom. Well, you're close.
Oh, no. Okay.
I would consider him. His best race is good enough. But the horse I'm thinking of, his name's Sonneteer.
Yeah.
And Sonneteer, you know, ran second in the Rebel Stakes at 100 and... There's 99-to-1 on the board, but it was 100-to-1, basically 150-to-1. Hmm. And he's trained by Keith DeSormo, ridden by his brother Kent. And he's... I hate to disparage him by calling him a plotter, but he's a horse that runs even the entire race. And in the Derby, with so many horses getting tired in that last eighth because they never run that far, he's the kind of horse that could be really sneaky. So he needs to get in right now. I think he's 23rd on the list. But there'll be a few horses going out the next couple of days.
So the strategy you've used over the years that's worked for you is you put about four horses on the win line and an exacta ticket and another three or four on the second line?
Yeah, it's 4x8, 4x10. And it's, you know, if you play it for a dollar, it's really not an expensive ticket. It's $36. I mean, it sounds expensive, but again, except for the last couple of years with favorites, you know, when you're talking,
you could win some good cash on that. Yeah.
Yeah. $200 to $500. $35 to go for $300 to $400 is worth an investment, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, since 1990, I just did this statistic the other day because Todd Trupp mentioned it to me, and anyway, for the show I'm doing, but $760. Is the average exacta payout for a $2 ticket since 1990. So half of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yep.
Still
for a $36
right.
investment.
Right. Yeah. So, and again, you know, 9-to-1. So you figure out if it's $400 basically.
Yep.
And if you bet, you know, $35, for example, as I mentioned, 35 at 9-to-1 is about $360. So you should be willing to put 40, even if you have to get a couple partners, you know,
yeah,
or if you're at a party or, you know, a few people, you should be willing to put $40 or $50 into the exacta.
Yeah.
Trifectas and superfectas are tons of fun, and they're five, you know, four, high four and five figure payouts. They're much tougher to hit.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what you want to get together with people. Please don't put in like a $30 ticket. Go ahead and get three or four partners and try and at least play for $100, $150. If not, just stick with win bets and exactas. You have a lot more fun that way. Because, you know, in the Derby, the chance of just hitting it randomly is, you know, 10,000-to-1.
Right. Well, Ellis, when you put out your final decisions on what you're going to do with the Derby, where can people go to get it?
Well, I appreciate that. So the Derby itself, part of what we do for Echo Base. I do a race of the week every week, Echo Base feature race, and it'll be at echobase.com probably next Thursday. It'll be under, we call it the More section on top, More, and the featured race of the week. You can sign up to get it. Also, it's called our Inside Track Mail. It'll be on America's Best Racing website, and it may also be on the Pollock Report website. So Derby itself, my analysis, 10, 12, 15 paragraphs talking about most of the horses running will be available by Thursday morning of next week at those sites.
Thank you, Ellis.
Yes, thanks as always.
All right, my pleasure. Everybody have a great Derby week.
Yes. You too. Enjoy it. Thank you, Ellis. Ellis Starr from Echo Base.
So many decisions to make.
I know. It's tough. So the Derby's tough. Yeah.
So much. You know, I mentioned the Exacta average payout. Do you know what the trifecta average payout is? This is since 1994. That was the first year.
Like $3,000?
Oh, no. A $2 trifecta, which if that is a box of just three horses, it's $12. If you're just playing three horses, that's a $12 bet.
Yes.
The average $2 trifecta payout since 1994, $10,400. Not even like just $10,000.
Goodness.
$10,400 or $10,500.
So you can either hit the trifecta in the Derby or give up your seat on a United Airlines flight. $10,000 coming your way.
We'll chat about that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Lexington Legends are playing tonight at 6:35. Fun for just about any age. Get your tickets now at the Whitaker Bank Ballpark box office by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under $10,000 are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $1,749 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna. XLE stock number T68028A. Sale price $6,500. $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title. Subject to prior sale. Expires month end.
Banks floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Oil change, tune-up, change of belt, fix your brakes. Anything you need, usually on the same day. Just ask, we can do that too. We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
At Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube, we can do that too.
From routine maintenance to major repairs, we do it all. Whether it's a drive-through 10-minute speedy oil change or any automotive repair, Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube is the only name you need to know. Brake repair and service, batteries, total electric, ignition, starting and charging systems, steering, suspension, air conditioning and heating, or just a broken door handle. We can do that too. With three convenient Lexington locations, come see why so many people trust Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube for all their vehicle maintenance and service needs.
Just ask, we can do that too. We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
I'm with Austin from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. I want to talk about their outstanding parts department. Austin, you guys keep a huge selection of parts and accessories for all brands on hand, not just Arctic Cat, right?
Yeah, we keep a little bit of everything on hand for just about any major make or model. Keep more Arctic Cat stuff in stock than we do anything. It's what we carry, but we can get anything you want.
Now, what happens if you don't have a part in stock?
We can get pretty much any part you want and get it very quickly. We can actually even ship it to your front door if you want.
Obviously, you guys know your stuff when it comes to parts and accessories. What sets MLS Power Sports apart from the other guys?
At MLS Power Sports, we take pride in what we do. You know, we like to get out and ride these things every weekend, and you don't get that everywhere.
Ride victoriously!
Most of all, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Look, I've got to hand it to United Airlines and their marketing people and their CEO, because here is what was United's situation. Number one, it was the Kentucky doctor being dragged off the plane.
Yeah, everybody saw that video.
And blood on his face. I mean, it's just every time you see it, it's ugly. Truth of the matter is, United's policy is that that can happen. Now, not physically being removed, yeah. But... You bought the ticket. You basically signed a contract that says we can do this to you. Doesn't mean they should.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's ethical. But technically, the doctor's in the wrong. Then on top of that, United breaks pro golfer Matt Goggin's clubs. He said in 20 years of traveling, no airline has ever broken his clubs. Then a giant British bunny dies in cargo. On a flight to the U.S. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you couldn't make a giant British bunny dying. No. Mm-mm.
So, United winds up settling with the Kentucky doctor dragged off the plane, and the attorney praised United CEO for handling the incident post-incident, saying, taking all the blame, doing the right thing. They didn't say how much they settled for, but I think they're happy.
Yeah.
And then changes its policies and says it'll give $10,000.
Up to $10,000.
To ask you to leave, if you volunteer to go.
And that's in response to Delta, who said they would offer up to $9,950. Are you kidding me? Every time I'm getting off the plane.
Yeah, for sure. And then what was the lost baggage thing? If you lose your baggage?
Lose your baggage, no questions asked. They just give you $1,500. No questions asked.
Look, kick me off the plane and accidentally send my baggage elsewhere, and I am 11.5 better for it. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Look, I sat in an airport.
So they're probably going to stop overbooking flights is what's going to happen. Because yeah. It's not, you can't right. survive on a business model of giving people 10 Gs.
I sat in Bluegrass Airport 8 hours waiting for my Allegiant flight to leave for Florida one day. Last summer, which you already got the place. You're already planning on being there around a certain time. Mm-hmm. So it took an entire day away from my vacation. That's what they did. They took an entire day away from my vacation. I think I got a $70 voucher for another flight. Because Allegiant's flights are like $20. Then after this fee, that fee, and the other fee, they're $120.
Yeah.
So I got a voucher, and then I wound up even booking it, and then something happened, and I couldn't use it, and there was nothing I could do after that. It's like, oh, well, sorry, you blew it here. We're not going to re-voucher your voucher.
But, you know, like, the airlines can do whatever they want, Dan, because I see all these people saying, well, just boycott United or boycott Delta or whatever. Everyone's had a bad experience on
somebody
carrier, right? Nobody's guilt-free here. There's always, like, I've had bad ones on Delta, United, American. It's happened to everybody somewhere.
Virgin Airlines, though?
I've never flown Virgin.
Yeah, probably not. That guy seems so cool. Like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
But what, I mean, people are still going to fly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're still going to fly.
Yeah.
And you're going to pick the cheapest fare. You're going on Travelocity or Expedia or something like that. And you're not just saying, I'm only going to fly this, unless you've got a bunch of miles and you always fly Delta or something like that. But at least for me, for just a normal person, I'm always just going to go with the cheaper flight and the times that work best. And whoever that is, that is.
I think I saw Colin Jost on Saturday Night Live say, I'm never flying United again. Unless they're the cheapest flight available.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's true.
That's it. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Do we have to take another break, Brad, before we go? All right, let's take another break. Do it right now. Back with more to wrap things up here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
I saw a Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet van coming to your home. It seems like they're in our neighborhood a lot.
You won't believe it. I purchased two rugs from them 12 years ago, and I wanted to change my living room decor. I remember Kazai Rug Outlet actually offers a trade-in policy so I could get new rugs to go with my new furniture.
You mean they give you credit towards what you purchased 12 years ago? That's unbelievable.
I went to their new store and Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road and made the selection. Then they brought the rug over just for me to try. And it was free with no obligation.
You mean, not only did they give you credit, because I also let you try the rug before you bought it? Wow, that is service. I wish I could afford a rug like that.
That's the best part. I found my new rugs from the largest selection in the Midwest at affordable prices. And a 100% trade-in policy on all their hand-knotted pieces.
A 100% trade-in policy. And we'll bring the rugs to your home to see how they look free. Come in and walk all over us. Kazai Oriental Rugs. We make luxury affordable.
The Rotary Club of Lexington presents Dancing with the Lexington Stars, Saturday, May 13th at the Marriott Griffin Gate Resort and Spa. Enjoy real sizzling competition with local celebrities and professional dancers featuring celebrity judges, all in support of Surgery on Sunday and the Lexington Rotary Club Endowment Fund. Special thanks to the Arthur Murray Dance Studio and Tops in Lexington. Tickets are limited. Get complete details and tickets at dancingwiththelexingtonstars.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, I did Dancing with the Lexington Stars a few years back.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you win?
I got third.
Hey!
But I still call them the mirror ball, a mirror ball trophy. It's still proudly displayed on our mantle.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a dancer. Hey, UK news that we should talk about. Evan Daniels of Scout.com and Fox Sports, or FS1, says Cam Johnson's either going to UK or Arizona. That's the Pittsburgh grad transfer, and he's visiting Arizona this weekend. He visited UK this week, and he would be a huge, huge pickup for Kentucky.
Because while he doesn't have experience here, at least he has some experience playing college basketball, which almost no one will have on this roster.
Older, more mature guy. And then Marvin Bagley, 6'11", power forward, the number one ranked recruit for next season, next class, 2018 class. On the Nike circuit, he is leading in scoring and rebounding. He went 12 of 18 last night, 35 points, 13 rebounds in front of John Calipari. Evan Daniels calls him the clear number one over Zion Williamson and Romeo Langford.
Yeah, both of whom seem to get way more pub and press.
Yes, indeed. And
of course, Cal has already offered
both of those guys. Yeah, Zion, Romeo, and Bagley. Could all three of them come here?
Well, I think Patino's in pretty hard on Romeo Langford, too.
Yeah, because Romeo's right there, and they're back in New Albany, right?
Yep.
That's where he's at. And then football news, Kentucky football, Commonwealth Stadium in the upper south seating area, nearly 6,000 of those seats, sections 221 through 231, will have bench backs added this summer.
That's a big deal.
It is. Huge deal. That's part of the game experience that you go, do I want my recliner and my big screen or go to the game? Because nothing can match the game experience. Nothing can match that. But if your butt's sore from sitting on metal and your back hurts because there's nothing to lean it up against, then maybe you go, I'll trade it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the goal is to have all of them bench back, you know, at some point.
Eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, no, that's a... That's a good thing to do. Upgrade the seating there.
And then game two at South Carolina. Is that this afternoon or tonight?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay.
4 o'clock. I don't know. I haven't seen. I can look real quick what if it's on TV or not. But, yeah, against South Carolina, Kentucky has won all but one of its Southeastern Conference series.
Mm-hmm.
There's only, after this one, there's only three more left. Tennessee and Georgia are back-to-back home series. Those are the next ones coming up. Tennessee and Georgia aren't very good. Kentucky even has a chance to sweep both of those, but definitely win them. So you win this series at South Carolina, and you win Tennessee and Georgia, which you should do. Then you're finishing at Florida, which is likely right now Kentucky is two games up on Florida in the SEC East. So that's likely a chance for either Florida to take over the SEC East and win the division, or Kentucky to hold on to it and win it. And if all that goes down, Kentucky will be entering its final Southeastern Conference series, having lost only one of them, and that was at Mississippi State.
Who's leading the SEC.
Which is leading the SEC, exactly. So this is some kind of season this team's having, and to go down there and just wallop South Carolina. I don't expect South Carolina to completely lay down today.
No, it won't be 19-1, probably.
I would expect even maybe South Carolina gets this game today. But for tomorrow... for today, Kentucky first pitch is 4 o'clock, and it is on the SEC Network Plus. So if you go online or if you have Watch ESPN app, mm-hmm. You got Apple TV, that's what I do. I've got the Apple TV thing. I click on Watch ESPN.
Yeah. You've got the whole setup, Dan.
And you can watch SEC Network Plus, games that aren't on TV that are just on Watch ESPN. That thing's a pretty cool deal.
And tomorrow we can get into this more, but John Wall had led his Wizards to a first-round NBA playoff win. They will now face top-seeded Celtics in the second round in the conference semifinals.
42 points last night for Wall.
And he was giving it to Julio Jones, too. It was awesome.
Today on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, 145, it's the Reds at the Cardinals. At 6:20, it's the Legends and Hagerstown Suns.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, 9 to 11 a.m. to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Get up.